90 minutes converted to 60 minutes. Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview of Elaine Chao. Interview number 6, tape 1.
An Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, October 26, 1979, an interview with Elaine Chao conducted at her residence in Los Feliz by Beverly Chen. Now, Elaine, could you tell me a little bit about your parents, where they were born, and when they came over?
I think my father was born in China.
Uh-huh. Which part of China?
Chongqing, Luoyang Chongqing. I don't know, Canton, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Cantonese.
How and about your mother?
My mother, I think, is a native of Sacramento. But my sister doesn't think so, but then I got to. Yeah, my mother's a native of here.
Uh-huh. And when did your father come over here, do you remember?
Well, I don't know when he came here. After he came here, he has a mining camp, you know. He got a lot of Chinese working for him.
He owned a mine?
No, he's not owned. He's working there. I think you call him either foreman or supervisor, or what do you call it?
You mean he came here speaking English already and worked as a foreman, or?
Well, he just go ahead and work, he get right in, and he got a lot of Chinese work under him.
I see, so, okay, so
In mining.
What kind of a mine? Where was it?
Mercury mine in Tesla, Alameda County, Tesla.
Okay. And how did he meet your mother?
Oh, I think the usual way of marriage, you know, but same like all the Chinese marriages.
You mean matchmaker?
Matchmaker.
Oh, I see. Do you know how old your father would be? In other words, what's his birthday?
I don't know. He might be passed away years ago.
Oh, I see.
He was alive. He would be a pretty old man.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know how old your mother is?
No. My mother is quite old.
Did your mother have any occupation?
No. She did try to run a restaurant at one time. Mm-hmm. She tried to run it, you know, just a
she
little.
She owned it, or she?
I think she owned it, literally. Mm-hmm. I think it's. See, I didn't stay with my mother much. I stayed with my sister mostly. See, my sister, she got married when she was only, and you know, Chinese way of marrying. She was married off when she was only 15.
Uh-huh.
So I was just a young, you know, and I went to live with her.
Yeah.
I lived with her and lived with my brother-in-law.
How come you didn't live with your parents?
Well, she just lived with, she married an old man, you know, because she's so young, she married a much older man.
Uh-huh. And was there any reason they sent you? Did you choose to live with her?
No, I don't know. I was too young. Oh. She said that it's best for me to go there to keep her company.
How old were you when she got married?
I think I was only about 4 years old.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. How about your father? Other than being a foreman in a mine, what else did he do?
I think he has a grocery store in a small town. And he has a lot of Chinese people working for him. You know,
he went to another town.
No, we came to California to Visayas.
that's right.
He's over there, and then he has a lot of Chinese, and he have those Chinese farm, you know, put them in the farm, or working in the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think he has more or less like a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Selling Chinese goods, or?
Yeah, selling Chinese goods.
Do you remember anything about the grocery store? Do you ever read?
Yeah, just Chinese, to merchandise. Just like ordinary Chinese grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And his customers were all Chinese?
Yeah, all those ranch, the farmer, and he has all those people working for him.
Did he get his goods shipped or mailed over here?
Huh?
Did he get his groceries?
I don't know anything about shipping or mailing. I imagine they all ship in, I imagine.
And anything else? Did he do anything else?
Well, not that I know of. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I was very young when my father passed away too.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And when did your mother pass away?
Oh, my mother passed away. Mm-hmm. I have to ask my sister Anne, she remembered better.
How many brothers and sisters?
Oh, I have quite a few in our family. I think it's about, look at the picture.
Are these all?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, this is my stepbrother. Not Edna's
stepbrother. Stepbrother?
Not Edna's stepbrother. He's, you know, the Chinese way, you know, they use the paper. You know, Jing Ji.
Yeah, so he's not really related to
no,
you.
No, he was supposed to be my brother.
But he's not.
Not my real brother. He's not my real brother. Sister Grace, 8. Sister Paula, 9. Sister. I think it's there. It's about 9. Or
9 kids in the family.
Nine children in the family.
Who is this?
That's my brother, George.
George.
He's still alive.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And this?
He passed away.
What's his name?
John.
Okay. And that's you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when this picture was taken?
No, I don't. My nephew.
You look like you were about 9, maybe. Possibly 9 or 10. Maybe even a little bit older, 11. When were you born? Which year?
It's a long time ago.
Do you remember?
I was born in Des Tesla, Alameda County.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Which year?
Way, way back. I'm pretty old.
Could you give me a rough estimate if you don't want to tell me exactly?
Well, on March 3rd.
Uh-huh. March 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
The rough period of time, was it 1900, 1910s?
No, not that far.
Okay.
I'm a little bit older than that.
Older than 1910?
Yeah. Older than 1910.
Older than 1900?
Yeah.
Before 1900?
No, just about 1900.
Just about 1900.
That's pretty old.
Oh. I didn't know you were it. Okay. And your that the other lady is your sister.
Yeah.
Anne. And both of you were born in that time. What's that place?
Yeah, Tesla, Alameda County.
Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell that?
TESLA.
Uh huh. And
Alameda County.
Did you go to school there?
No, I went to school in Dinuba.
How do you spell that?
D-I-N-U-B-A.
What's that?
In my great school.
Where's Dinuba?
Dinuba, California.
Is that around the Alameda County area?
No, that's right near, between Fresno and... Between Fresno and Tulare, that way.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that must have been a very small town.
Also. Yeah, small town.
Why were you there?
Oh, I went back to stay with my mother and go to school.
Oh, I see. Mm. Do you remember any of your school life, elementary school life? Did you spend all 6 years there?
I was there a few years.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like it too much.
How did they treat you?
Well, the boy was one boy. His name was Alvin King, I think that's his name.
American or Chinese?
American. Right. He'd always get behind me, kick me. Kick me, you know. Kick me behind me. And he'd kick me in my heel, you know, kick me.
Oh, dear.
And he says, chink. Mm. And he says, and he always called me a chink.
Did anybody else do that?
No, no, just that one boy. He's very nasty, and I'm too timid to tell the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell the teacher anything.
Mm.
So later I went back to my sister.
Where was your sister?
A living in Stockton.
Alice Stockton, so.
Mm-hmm.
Did you attend junior high and high school in Stockton?
Yeah, high school.
Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like in high school?
It was all right.
Did you join much of any of the activities?
No, I didn't. No, I was just, you know, make friends. I was very busy taking up a business course.
Oh, business. See.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make much, were there many Chinese, or what's the ethnic composition?
Oh, that's it. Quite a few Chinese there.
Did you make friends mostly with Americans?
Mostly with Chinese.
By choice or because you were not accepted?
Huh?
Americans. You know, did you make friends with Chinese because you like them better? Or language difficulties or what?
Well, maybe I get along with them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I do associate with real Americans, not too many. You know.
Your English was quite good by then, I presume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You spoke it fluently. Did you speak Chinese at home?
Yeah, speak Chinese at
which,
home.
Which dialect?
Cantonese.
Uh-huh. Do you still speak it now?
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did your parents send you to Chinese school?
No, I didn't go to Chinese school, but I sent my children to Chinese school.
Uh-huh.
I got a private tutor at that time. I was busy. You know, the Zhonghua house.
Yeah, here in Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles. Came to my house. Got to ask the private tutor. He said, you've got my pupils. Those are ours. You cannot take them.
So I don't quite understand.
And he said,
who
came to the house.
There's
in,
a teacher?
I'm talking about Los Angeles.
Yeah, in Los Angeles, you hired a tutor?
A private tutor
a
for
private
my children
tutor.
In order to teach them speak
Chinese.
And write Chinese.
And who
but
came
this,
over?
This Zhonghua
oh.
in Los Angeles. They have a public school.
Uh-huh.
He said, you have no right to take my pupils away.
Why are they calling your kids his pupils?
That's the way they are. He got there, the teacher, but didn't say anything to me. So he got scared, so he's afraid to come.
So he didn't come?
Anymore. No, he didn't come.
This man from Zhonghua, Wei Gun, is it? Oh, Zhonghua, how? Right?
I think so. Some Chinese from Zhonghua, you know, at that time.
When was this?
But that was quite a way back when my kids were little.
1920s? 30s?
Yeah, about that.
I still don't understand what the problem. They think that your kids should go to their school?
Go to their school instead of having a private tutor.
Oh, I see.
I shouldn't, he said he had no business to come to the house to take their private tutor. Take the,
so he was unhappy about losing the tutor or losing the students?
Losing the students. The Zhonghua didn't want to lose
they
the students.
They wanted to have as many students as possible.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then he got this, I think this teacher is still in San Francisco right now.
Uh-huh.
I think once in a while I see him walking on the street. He's quite old now. I see him walking on the street once in a while when I go up north.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember him.
Yeah.
And I was going to, I meant for my children to study Chinese. They did study a little while.
Why did you want them to study Chinese?
I think it's nice Chinese. I think they should, you know, should read and write Chinese, more or less.
And after, how long were they being taught by a tutor before?
Oh, the tutor wasn't with me too long. The children just managed to write their name. And
then after that, there was no formal education Chinese
no.
for them?
And then they studied Chinese a little while at the church.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all go to church?
I used to.
When did you get married?
I got married just a little bit, 1921. I can kind of run.
1921. What did your husband do? What kind of background?
Oh, he was a student, and he owned a restaurant in Louisiana.
And after you got married in Fresno, did you go to Louisiana?
Yeah, went to Louisiana, stayed there about 4 months.
And then you both came back?
Came back to Fresno and got into the egg business.
Egg business?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of egg business?
Wholesale.
You purchased them from the farmers and distributed them?
Yeah, we processed them in the spring, sell them in the fall, put them in storage.
I see.
See, we're a wholesale distributor.
At the time you married, did you graduate from high school? Or?
No, I've just been to high school. I didn't graduate.
How many years?
Just 2 years.
2 years in high school. Then after Fresno, did you come to Los Angeles?
Yes, we came to Los Angeles. We came to Los Angeles. We got to stay in the egg business. So we finally got in the beer business.
How did you manage to go from eggs to beer?
Well, you know, my husband, he really knows, you know, how to, he's a good businessman. He gets right in and got in the beer business. We were the only Oriental distributor in Los Angeles at that time.
Let's back up a minute. When did your husband decide to quit the egg business and come
to Los Angeles? He didn't quit. He combined it. He had the egg and beer.
But eggs were in Fresno and beer
No, we bought the eggs over from Fresno.
Shipped it in. And when did you two move to Los Angeles?
1932.
And he immediately started the beer? Did he start the beer business up in Fresno?
No, he just started the beer business in Los Angeles.
That's interesting. How did he get into
that? Well, he get around.
I see. Mm-hmm. And what role did you play in the egg business and the beer
business? Well, I helped manage. I used to be the bookkeeper there, too. So later I hired a bookkeeper and all my other. We were doing big beer business until this trouble come in, you know, like the beer distributor. The brewery had a lot of trouble, you know.
No, I don't have any background.
Well, anyway, one beer would, they take it off the market, another beer to have it off the market, and they have to, all the unions and, you know, had all that trouble. And then we bought some property downtown in town.
And you
helped and then my husband later, he passed away. So I run the business
You
myself.
Run the beer distribution?
Yeah, I've run the beer distribution for many years.
So you have been here since 1932. You have not gone for any length, great length.
Well, between here and Fresno, I went back. I still have my home there.
Your parents both of them passed away?
My mother didn't pass away then.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And What was it like running, being the only Chinese running a beer distribution?
I didn't mind. It's all right.
Did you run into any special problems? Basically, what did it involve? A business like
well,
that?
You just have to know all the laws, and there's a lot of strict regulations, and strict, and you know, obey all the laws, and be sure, and then you have to get after the customers, you know. And some customers you cannot sell if they, sometimes you lose a license, you cannot sell, and you sell to them, you lose your license too. So it's a strict, it's a very, very strict, lot of headache.
I see. Mm-hmm. Did you have an office?
Yeah, we have the office in our own building in Dawson. We still own the building, but
when you first started the beer business, did you have an address? And is it the
yeah.
same?
Yeah, it's the same.
Where is it?
It's on Central Avenue.
Central Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar. Central.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
That's on 1104-06-08 South Central Avenue.
1108, 04 through 08.
Yeah.
South Central. Is that in the south central part of Los Angeles?
Well, that's in the middle part of Los Angeles, not exactly in south central part, but that is the name of the street.
Uh-huh. Right now, what is it called right now?
Central Avenue.
No, I mean the area.
Oh, the area?
Yeah. Does the area have a name?
Well, no, it is not the beginning of the colored area. We are far from it, but Central Avenue is a Negro area.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But we're not close to that.
Did you associate much with Chinese in your business dealings?
Yeah. Chinese, Japanese, Koreans, Filipinos.
Those were those comprised the bulk of your
yeah.
customers.
Yeah.
I see. How about Americans?
We're the distributor just for all the Anglophones. You know, the beer business, they're very strict. If you're a distributor for all the Anglophones, you can only have a certain territory.
Was that a law or was
yeah,
it just
that
one?
Is their law.
Who's there?
The brewery.
Ah, you mean they wouldn't the brewery would not allow you to distribute to
them? No, unless they come over and buy. They didn't come over. When they run out of beer, they can come over and buy. But we cannot deliver to them.
Cannot solicit business?
We cannot solicit to them. It's not our territory.
Hmm.
But we can solicit to all the Chinese and Japanese and Filipinos and Koreans.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And those customers, were they your Chinese customers, were they mostly restaurant owners or liquor store owners?
Yeah, liquor stores and restaurants.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know
store.
In the from 1930s to 1940s, roughly how many Chinese liquor stores were there? Chinese owners?
Oh, there used to be quite a few. In fact, I don't... There are quite a few. You know, my husband is running the business. I have other people running the business. I'm not the only one running the business. I don't pay that much attention.
So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you don't quite remember how many?
Well, we have all of it. In fact, all of Los Angeles.
Yes. How many?
Oh,
were
I think
there?
We have. I think we have maybe 200 customers. At least all around Los Angeles.
That included the Japanese and the Filipinos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to know how many Chinese liquor stores were there.
There were quite a few. Yeah,
50, 100, 20?
I think about 100, including the store that has a liquor license.
Are you mean there are liquor stores that do not have liquor license?
Yeah, some, you know, the liquor store has a liquor license. Does the grocery store have the liquor license?
Oh, and you're including grocery stores
yeah.
into
mm-hmm.
that 100.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Out of that 100, most of them were just liquor stores with license, or was it mostly grocery stores with liquor license?
Well, there are quite a few. My son is over here, and you could ask him, he can tell you more than
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you do? Any other business?
No, we just mostly just in the liquor business and the beer business.
And you're still in it now, right?
I mean, the egg bin. No, we're not in the beer bin. We just sold it about 3 years ago.
I see.
I rented the building out already to some Korean people. He supply all the meat to all the Korean restaurants, you know.
Mm-hmm. How about the egg business? Did you continue with the wholesale egg business?
No. Because that's a hard business. You have to process them. And now, you know, eggs, you get all the fresh eggs you want before. We store them in the spring and sell them in the fall, and we candle it. And then it was not much, a certain amount of shrinkage.
Mm-hmm.
You call it fresh.
Oh.
And that's how we make the money out of the eggs, you know, specials, you know.
You mean you keep them from spring to fall?
Yeah.
And still keep them fresh?
Yeah. That's on the shrinkage, provided on the shrinkage. Every egg got to be candle.
Candle?
Candle.
Hold
through
it up
through
to
a light.
Candle?
Yeah, through a light.
Through a light.
Yeah, I got about 30.
By hand?
By hand.
Oh, that's very tedious, isn't it?
But about 30, I got about 30 people working.
Oh.
With 30 rooms, one man standing there all day long. Look through those lights, picking up two eggs at a time. But my brother has the machinery now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's got an honest to God. You can see the whole thing, you know, they invented something new. And of course, my brother, since then, he's very successful in Bakersfield. He's one of the biggest, the egg distributors. But he passed away a few years ago. To die from an appendix, a ruptured appendix. Mm-hmm.
Did he pick up the egg business from your husband?
Yeah, he picked up the egg business from my husband.
Yeah, and your husband did not want to do it anymore, so he gave it to your brother.
No, at that time my mother wanted the egg business for my brother.
Mm.
And then I says, oh, give it to him, you know, I was young then. And I says, no, give him the egg business. I said, don't fight over it. Mm-hmm. And my husband will open that place in Bakersfield. So he said, all right. Mm-hmm. You know, my husband is so good. Mm-hmm.
Did you, in your social life, did you associate with any Chinese?
Yes.
What kind of in the future? Or? What kind of activities did you engage in?
Well, I'm very, very busy. Just friends, you know, casual friends, you know.
And what about with Americans?
Yeah, Americans.
Okay.
Associated with Americans.
Any blacks socially?
No.
Chicano? Mexican?
No.
Okay. Other non-Chinese Asians?
Few Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you prefer to be with any one ethnic group? Were you more comfortable with Americans or with Chinese?
Well, about the same. I'm comfortable with Americans, and I do have many, many good friends among the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's about the same.
Did you feel more Chinese or more American?
Well, I feel I'm a Chinese.
You feel now you're Chinese?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When you're with your Chinese friends, do you speak Chinese?
Yes.
Cantonese,
Chinese, or speaking English.
You speak English most of them?
Chinese.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are they also born here?
Yeah, I think they're born here.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel badly about being a Chinese, either in terms of the way you were treated or?
No, they never treat me bad.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
were you discriminated against in any kind of circumstances, for instance, barred from joining the club or anything?
No.
Did you join any Chinatown activities?
Well, I would participate whenever I have time, mm-hmm. if I'm not too busy.
What sort of activities did you participate in?
Well, I don't say it's a great deal. I don't think I think I should put more time in it.
Have you done it? Do you remember doing anything